Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, helping connect your business with the unlimited prospects on the internet.
This week on Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater of Revenflow, we're going to talk about a few different websites and one computer. A website looks a certain way, but you can go to another computer and it looks totally different. Why is that?
Well, basically, a website is just a collection of files, and in those files is just code. So it's actually the software that's on your computer, called a browser, that interprets that code and then displays it to you right there in front of you on your computer. So you can imagine that, you know, there could be the Wild West of different computers and browsers, and how can they even interpret this code the same way and anything like that. And the reason there's any kind of consistency is because there's what's called website standards, or W3C. And you know, any good developer will develop and then will make sure that everything's up to W3C standards, which means that, you know, this is what the manufacturers are using when they build computers and build make browser software to make sure it can read. So there's agreed upon standards that exists on the web.
Now, it's agreed upon, or is it required?
Well, there's no legal authority by this organization. It's the World Wide Web Consortium. That's the W3C. And it's the Thames Berners-Lee guy that kind of invented the World Wide Web back in 1989 is the one who founded this organization. And it's just comes from the fact that if we don't have a standard, then nothing could read anything. You know, everything would be different, and it'd be the problem that we used to fear back in the beta versus VHS days. You know, what you want is a developer that develops to W3C standards, but you still have to understand that there's still going to be browser compatibility problems because, I mean, there's just people are inventing new pieces of code and stuff every day and doing all kinds of amazing things with it, and the browsers are being released all the time, Firefox and Internet Explorer, that's probably on most people's computers, and they can't keep up with what's going on. And so there's always, you need to check it on multiple computers and make sure it displays right and looks good. It needs to be part of the process.
So say, for instance, I have Windows Explorer, and then I have Netscape, and then I have Firefox. Do they essentially at least go by the same standards?
Well, you know, you would hope, but they don't. I mean, Firefox is a standard browser, and so is the new Internet Explorer. And that means that it just flat out reads the code according to standards. Some of the older Internet Explorer stuff, they're trying to be fancy and they're trying to correct mistakes in the code for you. Kind of like when you're using Microsoft Word and you hit enter and it creates a bullet point and you're like, no, I didn't want a bullet point there. That's what the IE6 used to do, and so it creates all kinds of problems because it's trying to reinterpret the code. But all the browsers are moving towards this standardization that would make everything display the same.
Join us every Thursday for Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow. Revenflow.com.